Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
In 2004, a former pro baseball player started writing a self-help book. In 2009, it was published, but 15 years later, it wasn't exactly making waves, with more than 500,000 other books trending ahead of it on Amazon. Then, in January, an NFL fan spotted AJ Brown of the Philadelphia Eagles reading the book during a crucial game. Well, the Eagles won that night, and then they went on to win the Super Bowl. And overnight, the book went viral and shot up the charts. It's called Inner Excellence: Train Your Mind for Extraordinary Performance and the Best Possible Life. And author Jim Murphy joins me now. Jim, good morning to you, and you're very welcome to the programme.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Lovely to have you with us. I mean, this is really an extraordinary story of inner excellence. Will you talk to me about the night that AJ Brown was filmed reading your book? Where were you, and how did you come to find out about it?
I will. Yeah, I was in Dallas, Texas, in a hotel room by myself. It was kind of a slow, somber time in my life. My mom was actually in hospice, dying, died 4 days later. Business was slow. And I'm watching a football game. It was actually a bowl game, Penn State playing Notre Dame. And I look at my phone, I see all these texts, and then I check one and it says, you need to turn on the Packers-Eagles game. And that's when I found out with the rest of America.
Mm-hmm. But what happened? I mean, the text messages started, and then the momentum grew from there, didn't it?
Oh, wow. Yeah, it was an avalanche of messages, to say the least. Like, the one really cool thing that happened that night was, so, I mean, right away, phone calls, texts, messages, direct messages, everything, emails, that I couldn't keep up with them all. And there's a TV station in LA said, we need your book in a couple hours tonight. And so it was just the beginning of this immense abundance craziness.
But part of the irony is that you already knew that this player, AJ Brown, was reading your book, didn't you?
Well, I saw that he had the book. I just didn't know that he was bringing it to every single game, using it to get prepared mentally and reading it during the game after every drive.
Mm-hmm. Is that exactly what you had hoped initially, way back when you wrote the book first, that that's what it would be used for?
Well, it's far beyond my dreams. I never imagined something like that would happen. But you never know when God's doing great things.
Mm-hmm. You said you were going through a difficult time in your life. I mean, it couldn't, dare I say, have come at a better time for you, really.
Well, you never know what God's up to. You know, so often you think that, man, this is so hard. Why is this happening to me? When the exact thing that's happening to you could be the very best thing for you. God's always training you.
Mm-hmm. And then you have, you know, what happens inevitably when you have a celebrity endorsement, if you like. The book started to sell in massive units and numbers. And as I said earlier, it flew up the charts from that point.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I actually had a affirmation on my phone. I'm a New York Times bestselling author. And, you know, it first came out in 2009, revised in 2020, but it never really sold, never really gained a lot of traction until that week.
Mm-hmm. And then at the Super Bowl, what happened?
Oh, yeah. I mean, January 12th was the first game, and then they win, of course, and they win the next one and the next one. And so AJ's reading it on the sidelines between plays every single game, including at the Super Bowl. And so Super Bowl, obviously, they zoom in on it there, and they show him and the coach both looking at it and talking about it.
Incredible. I mean, you couldn't have paid for it, could you?
Yeah, and I think, you know, this is the most important thing here to understand is this is not about the author. The author is just the messenger. The message is that selfless is fearless and that we can all be fearless.
Mm-hmm. Listen, tell me about the Irish connection, because there'll be people listening to this who heard that your name is Jim Murphy and they'll go, well, Jim has to be Irish with a name like that. But the connection is even deeper, and I know you do have family connections here.
Oh, yeah. I'm not only am I Irish, but I'm born on March 17th, St. Patrick's Day.
That's good. But tell me about the connection in terms of the book and how the book then became very popular in sporting circles in the States.
Yes, this whole journey started off in Ireland. This is really an Irish miracle. So I spent 5 years full-time writing and researching Inner Excellence, 2.5 years in the desert. That's where it all got started, in the desert in the U.S. And when I came out, the book was in bookstores around the world, but I had isolated myself, and we're created for relationships. And when you isolate yourself from others, you're really in danger of having some sort of anxiety breakdown. And that's what happened to me. I had a near mental breakdown. And I'm actually walking into a friend of a friend's house about a year after the book came out. And his mother calls in on a video from Ireland. And I said, oh, tell her. I said, hi, as I'm walking out the door. And she said, my friend wants to talk to you. And I was like, okay. And this lady I'd never seen before, she said, everything that you've been going through has been training for you. God's going to bring people from all over the world to work with you. It's going to happen soon. And you're going to know it's from God.
Mm-hmm.
A few weeks later, I'm asleep in my room and I hear a voice and it said, Jim, are you ready? Things are going to happen fast. And I assumed it was God because I lived alone. And then a few weeks after that, I get a call from Jude O'Reilly, a Dublin golf caddy, pro golf caddy. And he said, I read Inner Excellence.
People listening, I'm sure, will be familiar with Jude O'Reilly, particularly in the golfing world, because he's very famous as an Irish golf caddy and someone who is very au fait with these sorts of training methods that you advocate, right?
Yes, absolutely. He's very talented. And so he read Inner Excellence and he said, Jim, my boss, Henrik Stenson, could really use this. Can you talk to him? So I fly out to Sweden. I start to work with Henrik. And then he heard about it because he was in the produce section. And a friend of his was at the produce section and was like, hey, how's it going? Oh, I read this new amazing book and you should read it. And so really this all started in Ireland in the produce section. And yeah, it just, my life took off Inner Excellence took off from there.
Now, Jim, you've mentioned God a number of times and the role that your faith has played in all of this. And you also mentioned going through a crisis when you moved to the desert. Were you always a Christian, or did that come as a result of spending that time alone?
Well, I always believed in God, but I really went my own way. And, you know, there's two big turning points in my life. And one was right after I was in the desert and had spent 5 years full-time writing and researching Inner Excellence. And I had this near mental breakdown, and you would think that I would be super excited with, you know, the books and bookstores around the world, but I had spent all my life savings. I was $90,000 in debt. And that's when I called my friend and say, hey, tell me what to do. And he said, find a homeless person and help him. And that was that day when I right around the corner was this homeless harpist playing a full-size harp. And it's my life really changed on that day. Mm-hmm. And it was really a surrender to God. And this is the power of even in groups like AA, the 12 steps, the power is to surrender your little strength for the unlimited strength of the universe.
Well, Jim, it's an extraordinary story and we're delighted to hear about it. And if people are interested in finding out more about the book, it's called Inner Excellence, Train Your Mind for Extraordinary Performance and the Best Possible Life by Jim Murphy. And David has been in touch with us. He says he met Jim in Ballina in County Mayo 10 years ago. What a man. I'm delighted for his success. That's from